Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Mesillas Yesharim. We're in Perek Beis. We're talking about Zehirus, watchfulness, being mindful of one's deeds. In the middle of the Perek, V'ulam. However, that is one of the tachbulos, the tricks of the Yetzer Hara, strategies. To relentlessly burden people's hearts with his service, so as to leave them no room to reflect and consider which road they're taking. You don't have time to think. The Mesillas Yesharim was talking then, hundreds of years ago, imagine today. For the Yetzirah knows that if they were to put their ways to heart, even the slightest bit, certainly they would immediately begin to feel regret for their deeds. The remorse would go and intensify within them until they would abandon the sin completely. This is similar to the wicked power's advice, saying, intensify the men's labor. His intention was to leave them no time whatsoever to oppose him or plot against him. He strove to confound their hearts of all reflection by means of the constant, incessant labor. This is precisely the ploy employed by the evil inclination of human beings, for he is a skilled warrior, expert in the art of cunning. It is impossible to escape from him without great wisdom and far-reaching vision. That is what the prophet screamed out. Give heed to your ways. In the Igros of the Rav, in Chelek Bet, Resh Pei Zayin, he writes, Simas leva la drochim va diktuk b'maisen ufalis ha-kol ha-piyator va-mitza mizu va-atzim mikol ha yikolai. V'chashu v'v'ichusim mikol ha-protim ha-mitkoininim al-yoda. Life goes so fast, so you're not careful about what you're doing. And the Rav adds that, and I think we talked about this in the previous year, that it's not only the speed of life that causes a person to have Hesech HaDaas, there's a whole philosophy not to look at what they're doing. Sometimes they just describe what's wrong, but they don't fix it. So there's something amazing just about a person taking stock of what he's doing. And this midah of just simas lev, just being mindful about your drachim, what am I doing? How am I living my life? That is more valuable than anything, and it has greater quality than all of the details that are fixed. In other words, it fixes this and it fixes that. But besides that, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Meaning that the very fact that you're besides what you're fixing, the details that you're fixing, the very fact that you're mindful is what they call today a game changer, a life changer. And the Rishon, they have this philosophy that you don't have to do that. Just live your life. Don't pay attention. And if you do pay attention, then you describe the problem, and you don't necessarily try to fix it. That's life. That's the way we are today. Used to be drugs were bad, and just say no. That was the slogan, the 80s, 90s, and now it's just say yes. Why fight it? We understand we like drugs, so let's just use them. Good for you, bad for you. What does it matter? The Rav in the Shemona Kvatim, Tafri Zion, I don't know which kovetz this is. He writes, "Harisha Sheva'olam Motzia Motzia Ba'Adam Et Mechona." Midei yom biyomo mosifai omets machshelati et kochol et romim letalot letov. Yitzor shel adam etkaber alav b'chol yom. Shtara shel atfilot ve'avidui ba midei yom biyomo, shechashbon nafsho eino davar sheneshkach me'adam, az hu mena'er et harisha mimenu kim'a kim'a, terem sheespika le'asot alav orma gedola kazot, shelo yuchal le'harim rosh. Umarei yuchush bina b'chol yom mesalakim et harisha yomit, mitvadim hem lefnei shnatam ha'akvua, על עצמם ועל העולם כולו לפחות מגלים הם את מחאתם על הרשע. מעמידים בזה את נפשם נוכח הטוב. So the Ramchal says that the Risha causes a person not to be misbinding. That the Risha, the evil, the Satan, the Yetzirah causes him just to, so he's busy surfing, texting, watching, scrolling, he's so busy, he doesn't have time to do his cheshbon nefesh. And the Rav adds that even if you can't refrain from doing ra, at least be moicha, at least protest. And that's what he says, that the risha sheba'olam every day adds power. We see that especially today, always new inventions, new ways of getting people to sin. Yitzrei is misgarer b'chol yom. And when a person is pure, when he davens properly, he says vidui every day. He makes a cheshbon nefesh. So then he's able to shake off the rishas little by little. Before it piles up on him so strong that he can't lift his head. And those who would make a cheshbon nefesh every day are able to remove this rishas by doing vidui before they go to sleep on themselves and on the whole world. So before you go to sleep, you say what your sins are, the sins of the world. And then you're megale. Well, lefachot, at least, you're moicha. In other words, you say, listen, that's the world. It's terrible. And I'm moicha. Machta machoe. And that's my protest. Not to be mashlim. Not to come to terms with the fact that that's the way the world is. But to protest that it's wrong, and even if I'm going to continue doing it, I know that it's wrong, and I'm saying that it's terrible. And hopefully, eventually, I'll stop. Shlomo Rav Chachmosel titen shena leinecha utumima lafapecha yinatzel ketzvi miyad. And Shlomo, in his wisdom, says, "Give not sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Save yourself as a deer from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler." V'chamor mukol asam rochaseh v'olam hazeh, sham rochaseh v'olam hazeh, zecher rishos shagash baruch hu. Chum say, whoever scrutinizes his ways in this world merit to see the salvation of Hashem. Even if you are watchful over yourself, you need Hashem's help, for the evil inclination is enormously powerful. As the pasuk says, the wicked watches, meaning the Yetzirah, watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. Hashem will not forsake him to his power. If a man is watchful over himself, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him, and he will be saved from the evil inclination. But if he's not watchful over himself, Hashem won't watch over him, for he gives no heed to himself. We should give heed to him. So that's why Chachamim say, "Kol mi she'imein da'as harachem alav, imein ani li mili." You have to help. God helps those who help themselves, Bekitzer. So you have to make sure that you're doing the right thing, and then Hashem will be there for you. Now, in this Brais of Reb Pinchas ben Yair, in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Amud Beis, it says, "Torah mevi al yidei zehirus, vezehirus mevi al yidei zrizus." So as we know, the Ramchal was miyasid his sefer on this Seder Abraisa, Zehirus, Zerizus, so we just learned Zehirus. The only thing is the Ramchal skipped And what we learn that Torah mevi al yidei zehirus. Why did the Ramchal skip the beginning? He starts from Zrizus mevi al yidei zehirus. Where's the Torah mevi al yidei zehirus? So Maran Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Hutner Zatzal, was metaretz. As follows, Alpha Pisha Seder Madregas HaSaga B'Avodas Hashem Anikba B'Brayitz Ad Rav Pinchas Ben Yair Maschil B'Madregas HaTorah Mikol Mako Im Ein Madregas HaTorah Nechnesis B'Seder HaMadregas Atzmai. Even though in the Seder Madregas HaSaga B'Avodas Hashem it starts with the Madrega of Torah, nevertheless Torah is not in the Seder Madregas itself. It starts with Torah, but it's not really part of the Seder. The Mahalach Baliyas Adam B'Sei Madregos Hu B'Shevisha Shata Nimtza Agave Madrega HaMusuderes Umusuderes Lemala Hincha Mesulik Men HaMadrega Shalamata Himenu V'Hada Rabbi Yesh B'Chal Masayim Mane. Because the Seder is that when you have a higher Madrega, you don't have the earlier Madrega. You're Mesulik from the previous Madrega because what you have now includes that. And the lower Madrega is included in the higher Madrega. So you don't just have the lower Madrega, you have the higher Madrega, which is inclusive of the lower Madrega. Mashenke Madrega Satyra, it's Lehefich. Shekol etzem mitziusam vikiyumam. Shel kol ha-madregois kulam. Einam elam ibneshem tenai b'madrega Satyra. The whole etzem mitzius and kiyum of all the Madregas are only because they are a t'nai in the Madrega of Torah. Vima ya b'tziur sh'timatzei madrega achad esher ba'alotcha mi'alei. Incha mitzulak et atzmecha madrega sa Torah. Kez ha'isa madregi b'teile b'metzius. Da'af mitzvah shev shal asa adi achem ari nitches b'nei tam b'Torah. Z'man shesh b'kium asilak yad min ha'Torah. Kamo shen izbar. So in other words, you for each of the Madregas, you need Torah. So it's not pshat. When you get to Zrizus, so Zrizus includes Zahiris, but it doesn't need Zahiris anymore. Because Zrizus includes Zahiris. So you're no longer in the world of Zahiris. The Madrega you have now is a completely different Madrega, which encompasses also the previous Madrega, but you're not in the previous Madrega anymore. Whereas when it comes to Torah, Torah is not like that. You can't say you have any of these Madregas without Torah. Their whole Metzius is because of Torah. They're all Tully in Torah. And if you don't have Torah, then it's all batal. That Madrega is batal. And a mitzvah that can't be done by anybody else is Nitches Mipnei Talmud Torah. A mitzvah that can't be done by anybody else. Talmud Torah pushes it off if there is a siluk yad min ha-Torah. In other words, he's referring to what he said before, that the only reason you're allowed to do the mitzvah is because it's a tenai in the learning. In other words, the learning is amanas l'kayim. So in the middle, when you're mekayim the mitzvah, that's not a siluk yad min ha-Torah. If it'd be a siluk yad min ha-Torah, you wouldn't be allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's all because you're not misalik yad min ha-Torah. So everything has to be connected to Torah. V'hachti ka'amar, b'braise de Torah mevi alidei zehirus, ha-kavanai k'mo shi'yoymar ha-chayim mevi'im lidei ashirus, o ha-chayim mevi'im lidei chochma, she'en ha-kavona, she'im bo'im lidei ashirus o lidei chochma mistalkim en ha-chayim, ela ad-rabba, k'she'ha-chayim mevi'im lidei ashirus, אז יש חיוס של עשירוס, וכשהחיים מביאים לידי חוכמה, אז יש חיוס של חוכמה. וכמו כן, כשתוירה מביאה לידי זהירוס, יש כאן תוירה של זהירוס. וכשתוירה מביאה לידי זריזוס, יש כאן תוירה של זריזוס. In other words, you can't say a person's habit is life brings to wealth. You can't have wealth without life. Not that you have life and then it brings you to wealth, right? Do you have wealth? It's that without life there is no without wealth, life there is no wealth. Without life there is no wisdom. So when you have riches, you have a chiyus of ashirus. If you have chachma, you have a chiyus of chachma. When Torah is milay de zehirus, יש כאן תורה של זהירוס, וכשתורה מביא על ידי זריזוס, יש כאן תורה של זריזוס, וגוימר הדרום כל המיילס, ונמצאת המדרגס התורה איננה נכנסת בסדר המדרגוס הבנוי באופן של זה למעלה מזה, שבשר שהנחה נמצא על גבי המדרג הריונה, הנחה מסולק מזו שלמטה ממנו. ולפי שרמחל הקדיש את ספר מסילס ישר ומסייד המדרגס דווקא להכי פסח על דברי התנא, שתור מביא על ידי זהירוס ופסח ספר בידך בבד, בבא של זהירוס מביא על ידי זריזוס. So again, what's the Seder Madrigas? Seder Madrigas is, you have A. After you have A, you go from A to B, and now you only have B, you don't have A anymore. Again, B includes A, but you don't have A, it's a different Madriga. It's not that your Zerizus is a heuristic. It's not that your Kedusha is Taradik. Right? Each Madriga is not, it's a completely different Madriga. It's not that you lack what you had in the previous Madriga, you still have it, but in a different way. Masha'en came, when it comes to Torah, everything is Taradik. Therefore, the Ramchal omitted it. That's the Rosh Yeshiva's teretz. In the Sefer B'Mesila Nale, this is a Sefer written by Rabbi Mandelbaum, who's famous for writing Simchas Svarim and the Ma'amokim, five volumes, many other Svarim, and Zos HaBracha. He seems to be a real tzaddik of a person. Anyway, he asks a number of kashas on the Rosh Yeshiva. הרי גם לאחר קבלת דברי הגאון הנער, שתורה שונה מיתר המעלות, הרי בכל אופן עדיין קשה. מדוע נמנע הרמח"ל מדבר אודות מעלת התורה? Even if you say that's what the Rosh Yeshiva said, the Torah is different than the other milas, he still should have spoken about Torah. How could the Ramchal not mention Torah? Number two, in the Brayse of Pinchas ben Yair, Torah is part of the Seder. So we understand that Mesillas Yesharim admitted it because it's different than all the other ones, but in the Brayse it doesn't seem that way. In the Brayse it's included with the other ones. Number three, the Maimar HaVikuach, which is a sefer of the Ksav Yad, based on the Mesillas Yesharim, which was revealed only after Rosh Hashiva was Nifter. So we see that Madrigas HaTorah isn't different. Here's the Lashon of the Sefer Yikuach, also from the Ramchal. Hinei kol ha-madrigas ha-elam muskaratz v'braisa nidla zu b'zu yachad ma she-kol echad mehem v'sifos b'shleimus ha-avoydim en ha-kodemis la. V'hinei reishis ha-kol ha-oesek ha-toyra. Achar yoyos ha-odem oesek b'tor medaktik bo b'nyanav ha-limuda hinei ma she-yivoli b'nefesh v'yam shichu v'yimashichu ha-zihirus. V'ma she-kasav tor me-bidei li-zihirus. Nidei zihirus. So here in the Sefer Vikuach, it is mentioned, Torah is mentioned. So then we still have to ask the question, why the Ramchal skipped it? In other words, in his Sefer, Maimar Vikuach, he talks about Torah, and here in the Mesillas Yesharim, he doesn't. So we have to understand why. So we find the answer in the Ramchal himself, in the Maimar Vikuach, on page 62. Hineni roye Moshe Rabbeinu belamdeinu das v'emes macho v'iseinu ma yofel lanu. Omar ve'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shoyel me'imoch. Ki'im li'yiro es Hashem Elokecha. Lalechas b'chol derochav, ulahava oisai, ulahava des Hashem alaykecha b'chol levovcha b'chol nafshecha, v'shmor et mitzvahis Hashem eschukosav, asher anoichi mitzavcha yom lutayv. V'ulam, says the Ramchal, rei tira shapasak hazeh tzorich biyu, ki l'choyre nira losha nichpo bo harbe, v'avad ayira v'ava lo gam heina ina mechlal tariag mitzvahis, v'kein ba'omru lishmor etz kol mitzvahis Hashem nichlulu gam Shem gam mehena v'lam lehuzkuru b'fnei atzman. So it says to guard all the mitzvahs of Hashem. So why do you have to mention Ahav and Yira separately? Ach g'shenedaktek ala inyan nimtza ki klal mitzvahs ha-maisa im sug echod v'kal mitzvahs ha-lev ha-machshav im sug acher Mitzvah of Maisa are one category, and Levin Machshava are another category. Hakein Chilka Makasa, never the Pasuk says, there's the Mitzvah of Av and Yira, it's the Lev, and then there's the Mitzvah of Maisa. Chilka Makasa v'hikti Mitzvah Salev l'mitzvah Evorim kiken yois l'fi achshivus. As mevuar shemalat Torah, Torah is different because Torah is shayich to the b'chin of Maisa, of Chovis Evorim. Yeter amailis relate to the Chovis Halev v'amachshava. Chovis halavavis. And Ramchal says there that the miles of the Brice or Pinchas Meir are the same miles that are mentioned in the Pasuk. So now we understand why the Ramchal omits the mile of Torah in the Mesillas Yesharim. Because the Mesillas Yesharim is about Chovis Halev. And Torah is Chovis HaMaisa. That's Lishmor, it's Mitzvah Hashem. So in the Mela, that's why it's not mentioned. Chatzko Sarna, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, says otherwise, differently than the Rosh Yeshiva said. The Ramchal himself in Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Dalet, the Derech Knias HaZehirus, Kosav Mashemevia, Odem El HaZehirus, Hu Livad HaTorah, Hu Mashem Rabbi Pinchas Betchilas HaBrais HaTorah Mevia Lidei Zehirus, Hu Maderech HaPrat HaMevi Lezeh, Hu Zbonon Es Lachoyim Ravoyde Shechayiv Bo'odem Vo'im Mekadin Olea, ויצא לו זה מן העיון הבמייסים הכסובים בספרי קודש מנהלים ולמאמר חכמים זכרונם לברכה המוארים על זה. So he writes, what brings a person to Zahirus is Torah. And that's what Pinchas Ben Yosef said at the beginning of the Braisa. And what brings to this is being misboinen on how, thinking about how serious the avoda is that a person's obligated in. And the serious, the strict judgment. And he has to look at the maisim that are written in the Sifrei Kodesh and learn Divrei Chazal. And Reb Chatzko Sarna writes in his Iyunim to the Mesillas Yesharim, Kolemar, Kol ma shen izbar b'prakam ha-kodim u'chal ha-torah k'shmiras ha-orcho, simas ha-orcho, v'zbonus ha-orcho, ha-maisim ha-kuch ha-lem ha-pishvash ha-mishvash, ha-kol ha-b'chal ha-torah, what's Torah? Torah is you look in the Torah, and that allows you to notice what you're doing. To be mizbainen, to assess your deeds, because you lurk in the Torah and you see how you're supposed to be. So once you look in the Torah, you're going to look at yourself and you're going to say, oh, am I keeping to that? Pagama perak abasho advar alderach prat ikro vesponus v'alim u'de mishkal ha'maisim ha'idei shikal ha'torah v'kami perakeru kulu b'chal Torah. So it's all Torah. It is based on Torah. The only way to get this meat of Zahiris is to learn Torah. Only Torah brings you to Zahiris. Okay, but the question still hangs fire, why the Mesillas Yesharim didn't bring it at the beginning, starting off with Torah. We see here, but that which in particular brings one to watchfulness is to be misbonin al-chom ra'avoida. And where do you get it? By studying the events reported in the holy books and learning Divrei Chazal. So, it's Hashem. Still have a lot more to talk about, obviously. And please stay tuned, and we will see more Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.